And Richard King joins me in studio. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Richard is our regular book columnist, of course, and the former owner of Paragraph Bookstore. Also an author of crime novels, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, although I don't know if they're really crime novels. We'll let you describe them. Let's start with this one, Portrait of a Scandal.
Portrait of a Scandal by Elaine Colman-Naves, Montreal writer, a well-known Montreal writer, who discovered that the Notman family, the very famous Notman family, had kind of a history. The book is about the trial of Robert Notman, the younger brother of William Notman, who was accused. I won't say whether or not he was found guilty because that'll kind of ruin the book.
Yes.
Was accused of aiding and abetting an abortion, the commission of an abortion. The doctor who did the abortion committed suicide, and through letters and so on, very quickly, Robert Notman came involved. It is more than the story of that scandal and the trial that followed the accusation. There's also a wonderful sort of social history of Montreal in the 1860s. This is a year after, not even a year after Confederation. And all the names that are well known, it's like some cases.
Molson's, Redpath's, Allen's,
that's right,
Van
Drummond. I mean, it's a street map of Montreal with all these names.
And not, you mentioned the Notman name. I mean, just for listeners who don't know, William Notman was he owned the largest photography business in North America and photographed a lot of those prominent families.
Very famous people. And you would think this scandal would somehow tarnish his reputation. It didn't. He continued to be sort of the photographer to the royals and the stars of the era.
But was he not directly implicated?
He was not implicated at all, other than being the older brother of Robert Notman. The interesting backstory to the Notmans, and I found it fascinating, was the reason they were here at all. The family got up to some mischief in Scotland. The father spent some time in debtor's prison. They were dry goods merchants, and they pulled a fiddle that's still being pulled today. They double ordered. Hoping they could sell the extra.
Sure.
They couldn't, so they fell deeper into debt. William took it on the lam, so to speak, and poor dad had to go to debtor's prison and take the heat.
All right, so it is a history of a crime, or a trial at least.
Yes.
Is it good reading for history buffs only? Is it
no,
a page-turner?
No. It's totally readable because it's such a wonderful history of Montreal at that time.
Mm-hmm.
She brings in all, you know, the famous families that we all know. A little bit of Montreal topography. She'll describe a hotel on what was Craig Street, is now St. Antoine, and so on. It's a wonderful history because it's not sort of your typical history, the great swath of events, war, revolution, etc. It's a very small situation, a very serious one. I'm not trying to denigrate it. And all the people that come into it make it eminently readable, especially if you're in any way a fan of gossip, because there's all kinds of stuff in there.
As you're saying this, I'm looking at these portraits, which are fascinating, and a number of names that one would recognize, but they're in the middle of the book. And this one is William Notman, Montreal, 1862. Failure and discredit brought him to the shores of the St. Lawrence. Yeah. Very funny captions, all from the McCord Museum.
Yes, well, Scotland's loss, our gain.
Mrs. William Notman, her husband only ever referred to her as Dear Alice. All right, so that is Portrait of a Scandal, Elaine Colman-Naves, The Abortion Trial of Robert Notman. Now, this, I have to say, interested me, not because I love history as you do, but because I know about Charlotte Gray.
Yes. And
who is the author.
Yes. And she writes biographies of Canadian, in the context of Canadian history.
This one is The Massey Murder, A Maid, Her Master, and the Trial That Shocked a Country.
Yes. Another famous family, this time in Toronto. This book takes place 50 years following the Elaine Colman-Naves book. It's set in Toronto, 1915, against the background of the war. The First World War was going on. Charlie Massey was shot by his housemaid, and the trial of the maid that ensued is what this book is about.
Okay, stupid question. As in Massey Hall, Massey's?
The Massey lectures? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, he was not a direct descendant. He was a cousin.
Okay.
Okay. But yes, that family, the farm machinery family, The victim here was actually a car salesman. He sold Studebakers. I don't know why that's funny, but it impressed me as funny.
Just because we haven't heard that name in a long time.
Anyway, the maid shot him. And the novel is it's not a novel. The history is about the trial that ensued. And again, I won't give away the verdict because, it'll ruin the book.
Yes.
And all the famous old names of Toronto society are brought into the story.
So can we just talk a little minute about Charlotte Gray, because she's got a wonderful history herself about writing historical novels. And I notice it says here her previous book, which was a bestseller, Gold Diggers, is now in production as Klondike, which I've been seeing advertised on Discovery Channel. So apparently we're not the only ones that like her, Richard.
Right. No, she writes, it's almost reads like a novel. It's, you have to keep reminding yourself, wait a minute, this isn't made up. This actually happened. Now, the reason the housemaid shot him was because he was coming on to her, naughty, naughty. She got a gun and, she could have been ruined socially, even though she was a maid. Her reputation meant everything to her in that time. It's post-Victorian, but Toronto appeared to have remained
in
the Victorian a lot longer than the rest of the world.
I think it has recently come out of the Victorian era.
So I'm told.
I have something to do with Rob Ford, apparently. All right, so this is Charlotte Gray, The Massey Murder, A Maid, Her Master, and the Trial That Shocked a Country. And the other book is Elaine Kalman-Nave's Portrait of a Scandal. We're going to give them away this time by text. What are the questions?
Name the victim of the Charlotte Gray book and the person charged with the crime of the Elaine Kalman-Nave's book.
Okay. Close and careful listeners, start texting 22CBC. Richard will be back in the next hour. Thank you, sir.
See you then.
Richard King, our book columnist, joins us every Wednesday.